do you?
Well, they were mainly watergellers. I was doing a few oils, one of which is in my Art Gallery of New South Wales collection, Summer Morning, which was a painting on Kay's farm, now covered by the lake. That, by the way, was recommended by Bill DeBell for purchase by the gallery. I wasn't doing any large-scale work in oils, mainly because of the business of having to cast stuff around on a bicycle. But I was doing enough to send the occasional oil down to Sydney for exhibition, but it was mainly watercolour. And I think there were two reasons for that. One was the matter of convenience, as I mentioned, and the other one was that I was feeling in a particular way about my awareness of nature and landscape. And watercolour seemed the right medium for me to be using.
I see, yes. Were you aware of, Cézanne's work at this stage? Because I noticed a little later in those Kingston paintings, there is a quality that seems to me to be reminiscent of Cézanne.
Yes, I was, as a matter of fact. At that particular time, Paul Havelier, I think, yes, I'm certain, once remarked in a review of our work in the Watercolour Institute that the mantle of Cézanne rested lightly on my shoulders. he was apparently singling me out as a promising watercolorist, at least, but he made that particular remark. I think it was a little bit wider remark because I had never got around to attempting to understand what Cézanne was all about. But I do recall, while I was in Sydney, and this would be in the very early days of the war when we had that French exhibition out here. I was working as a draftsman then at the Registrar General's Department, and every lunch hour for a week I went down to the gallery. And I looked.
The one in 39 or the one after the war?
No, it would be the 39 one, because if I remember rightly from my reading, the exhibition had to be put in the basement of the gallery. It couldn't be sent back.
Yes, the Murdoch age one that Basil Burdett organised, yes.
Well, there was work by Cézanne in that, and there was one landscape which attracted me particularly, and I spent a week of lunch hours just looking at it, in the first place it attracted me because of its surface quality. Although I couldn't have used these terms at the time, I recollect it as having something of the surface tension of Impressionism, but going right beyond it. And the surface of the painting, the combination of the shapes and values, and their interactions was the thing that made me sit down and just look with a sort of open, contemplative gaze at the thing. And gradually I got the feeling that here was an example of a new knowledge of a new structure, and a totally new feeling for landscape. And I was then just getting the sort of general impression of landscape, and then the detail of landscape, well, it was only relatively detailed, but sufficiently for one to be able to identify trees and rocks and what have you. Gradually I became aware of that, and I distinctly recall that not one sort of awareness or stimulus replaced another, that each succeeding one was being added to the first.
I see.
You know, so that finally, at the end of the week, I'd had the richest experience I'd ever had looking at a work of art.
It was an extraordinary exhibition, all told. But that was the picture in it.
That was the picture which made the exhibition for me. As a matter of fact, I can't recall any other painting in the exhibition now. I must have looked at the whole show, of course, at some stage or other. But when it came to, we'll say, remarks like Paul Hayfliger's about the mantle of Cézanne resting lightly on my shoulders. Although I was aware of the sort of Cézanne image, I knew that I didn't see landscape the way Cézanne saw it. But the way I did see it in spatial terms probably caused me to make physical statements with the brush, which could have been related to the sort of thing Cézanne did with his brush. What I sensed at the time was that my awareness of nature was essentially one of space, although I did deal with the identities in landscape of tree and water and rock and cloud and what have you. It was always the quality of space which had, even before I went to the center at one stage, a vastness and a timelessness. Now, it meant that even in one stage at Canberra, when maybe I was influenced by Cézanne in the sense that I became more aware of tensions between things in the landscape, and began to geometricize the shapes in the landscape, a sort of thing which hadn't happened at the stage of the two watercolors we were looking at. What was I on about? I was influenced by Cézanne, I suppose, in that sense.
Yes.
And there was a certain geometry began to emerge. But at the same time, although I was making a more, for me, dynamic statement about landscape, I still sense that there was a stillness in, this was the timelessness and the universality, in what I was looking at and in what I was putting down on paper.
Yes.
No matter how active I try to become with my drawing of shapes, I still sense that there was
a timelessness
and a stillness.
And that's a quality that comes out very strongly in your later work.